This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the second hour of the World Survivor Show here on RBN. I hope everybody's having a great weekend. All right, gentlemen.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
Yeah.
So I don't have to evaporate just quite yet. I'm waiting for my fiance to come out, and we're gonna go buy some flowers for her garden. So here's the deal. As I mentioned, I think, although, God, once again, the bee thing, the spring is behind noticeably. It's another cool, cloudy morning. The nightshades are irritated still, as I said, although they are growing. I mean, I fed them some Bloom Booster, and they look excellent. They're small but dark green, and they look great. Good enough to eat. We'll be putting those out here by the end of the weekend, I hope. I've got my tomatoes out already, but I've got other things that have to go out, like the beets, the lettuce, what else? The aubergines, that's eggplant. My potatoes, unbelievably, after two solid months, they're starting to come up, come through the hay, through the straw. Ruth Stout method, where you put them right on the ground under the hay. Well, the problem is when people would ask Ruth how much straw do we need, she always just said more. Well, apparently that you can't say that to me because I'll probably use too much. So, the word more, what we need is probably like something like 4 inches or 6 inches. But they're coming up, which is a miracle unto itself. I was pretty certain that I had pretty much smothered them out or with the cold and all the moisture that they rotted down there, but apparently not yet. So that's working out. There is some fascinating stuff on the horizon, and for the life of me, I can't remember who I was listening to, but they were discussing the supply chain shortages and what we could infer from that, which would be a real choking of the supply chain, prices going, probably hyperbolic. I think that's a word.
Well, yeah. The shipping prices, Rick, I subscribe to what's called the JOC newsletter, and it's all about international global shipping rates. And the words I've been seeing used this week is, when it comes to shipping rates, is unbelievable, on fire, where did this come from? And stuff that. The prices are just incredible. And now this is based on the demand for shipping and the unavailability of shipping containers and ships and trucks. So, actually truck drivers. So, the shipping rates are just going through the roof.
Yeah, and so what this fellow was suggesting to that point, that now start looking around and collecting hand tools, not necessarily battery powered, although if you've got a cute little system from Harbor Freight or something, you can always solar charge your power tool batteries. That's not a hard thing to do at all. But collect these tools, things like saws, shovels, axes, wedges, splitting mauls, other things.
Right.
And to that point, I would say, also what you're gonna want is the two-stroke synthetic additive for small engines like chainsaws.
Right.
I would not waste my time buying the old school two-stroke stuff, full synthetic on a small engine is absolutely the way to go, because small engines get extremely hot and regular old school petroleum oil doesn't particularly handle that well, but the full synthetics are much better at that. And the other thing is, I've got small carburetor rebuild kits, but what
right.
we're finding more and more, and there are only really two carburetors that you're going to find on your small engines. One will be made by Walbro, another by Zama, Z-A-M-A. And what we got, these damn Chinese carburetors coming in on these things, and a lot of them aren't even rebuildable anyway, but a lot of these carburetors are $15. So rather than sitting there with magnifying glasses on your eyes, trying to figure out where little tiny springs and stuff go, get yourself, it's not easy to find the numbers on these little carburetors. Sometimes you have to take them off, and it's actually printed in ink, which will be fading. And you mean you got to look close. Develop a relationship with your local small engine person, and learn to talk to them and order from them a few extra carburetors for chainsaws and whatever else you like to use, like a weed whip, or my kids hate that term. They want to call it a line trimmer. I personally think whipping weeds sounds good, leaf blower, whatever. You know, get some of those. Make sure the other thing, which is interesting, is that the two-stroke additives have stabilizers in them, so that if you leave that fuel in the machine over the winter, you're better off with that in there rather than to empty it, because then you'll get gum. The other thing I want to mention is that when you want to go get grass gas, only use the high octane. What you want to do is fire like 5 gallons of that into your tank, clear out the line, because the first 2 gallons will be regular unleaded. The higher the octane, the lower the alcohol. And so for your small engines, fill your gas cans with the 93 octane after you've cleared the line out using your tank. Okay, so do that,
buy alcohol-free gas.
Well, and there is a website called puregas.org, pure, puregas.org, and they will show you, I think if you put in your zip code, they will show you where stations are near you, where you can do that. Around here, I got Marthasville, which is 30 minutes away, and then you've got Kingdom City, you know where that is. There's a Shell station on the corner that also has, but once again, you'll find that it's the high test. It'll be the 93-octane high test, which is going to be alcohol-free. Yeah. So, you know, if you can wait now, here's the deal. This is hilarious. You can go to the small engine store and you can buy a quart of alcohol-free gasoline to put your stuff away for the winter. Quart, it's only $15. Come on. $60 a gallon for alcohol-free gas? I think you can do better than that. So,
gas prices are going. I paid, I'm trying to remember. I think it was almost $19 for 5.5 gallons of high test alcohol-free.
Well, I'll tell you what, though.
Before yesterday.
It's a hell of a lot cheaper than the repair bill will be.
Yeah, it is.
So, yeah, and, you know, so what, if you want to use high test gas for the summer work, that there's nothing wrong with that. You can do that. However, it is important, really much more important, when you put your stuff away for the winter, that you've got the alcohol free in there. That way in the spring, when you fire up your machines, you won't have any of that weird bogging, clogged carburetor. You won't have to deal with any of that, which's a wonderful thing. In order to dodge that, all you've got to do is use alcohol free gasoline, with the additives. You want to lay your hands on some of those things. I'll tell you what else is really, really handy is a compression tester. Anytime anybody brings me a small chainsaw or something that doesn't want to start, the first thing you want to do is you take out the spark plug, screw the compression tester in there, and pull the cord a couple times. And if you don't have, I think it's 90 PSI, or if it leaks out, then that means they shot their piston rings, and you can forget it. All the rebuilding in the world won't fix that. So that's the first thing you want. And they're not expensive, and they're handy as all get out. And the other thing that goes bad a lot, and they only cost like 79 cents, you know those little priming bulbs, those clear priming bulbs? You gotta push them.
Oh, yes, I do. I hate those things, Rick.
Well, they do.
I buy them at a time.
Yeah. They're easy to put on. It's only a pair of screws held on by a little collet, or you would call it a collar, but you just unscrew those, put a new bulb in, and you're good to go. If you get a crack in one of those, your machine will not run, because it will start sucking air in there. Yeah, the little engines are very twitchy. If everything isn't perfect, they don't want to run. And if you get a crack in one of those, it'll start sipping air through the bulb, and you will not be able to run your machine. So, once again, something that you can buy and cheap, you can get them now, later on, I don't know. And fuel line, you want to go and get yourself 5 or 10 feet of 8 3/16 1/4 Just clear fuel line, grab that now while you can, and you'll probably thank yourself someday.
I don't like the clear because the sun rots it, Rick. I'd rather have the black rubber.
The black rubber tends to last longer, and it's not even, I don't even think it's rubber anymore, it's something else. It is genuine fuel line. If you want to use the black fuel line, which is actually classified as fuel line, that's probably even a better idea. Snowed in England. They're skiing in England this month. It's not supposed to. Coldest May since 1649. So just in case you think that, you know, everything is just perfect and hunky-dory, the English don't necessarily, well, unless you're a skier in England. I think their tallest mountain's 4,000 feet, which is but you can ski if you got a pair of skis, and I don't know why. I don't have a snowmobile. I don't know why you would have skis in England, but I guess you could use a saucer or a trash can lid or something. But in any case, they're having gardening problems. So as Tim and I were talking about before the show, for the last couple of years, I've not been able to grow eggplant. And so what I will be doing this year is putting a plastic low tunnel on it, not covering it all, maybe the top half, to create a microclimate to see if I can get some eggplant going. That is about all I have in my notes, and it is time for me to go buy flowers. So,
okay.
So how about I do a prayer? Is that okay?
That works, Rick. Thank you.
Yeah, not at all. Not at all. By the way, I caught a three-legged raccoon this morning, which means I've caught that one before.
I say so.
Yes, he's resting comfortably in the truck. Holy Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And to you, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the divine power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all of the other evil spirits who wander through the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
Thank you, buddy. Well, give Michelle
okay.
our best.
Yeah.
And, hope you guys get the flowers you want to get.
Well, if you see anything weird, I'll send you a picture. Did I send you a picture of those poppies that are opening up? Those paper poppies?
No.
With the black squares in them? I'll do it. I think they're open enough. I think I can get you something here. I'll send you a picture of the poppies later. You're going to enjoy this. Yeah.
All right.
I'll talk to you in a while.
Rick. All right. Thank you.
Gotcha.
All right, folks.
Yeah.
We're going to go ahead and start taking calls now. Rick gave us some extra time today. So the call-in number is 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. And we'll talk about pretty much anything you want to talk about, as long as it's basically related to, rural survival. We ain't going to talk about the Kardashians or anything like that. Thank you very much. We'll pass that subject.
Thank you.
Lori, where did you want to go today? I know you've been patiently waiting through the whole show. Is there any topics you wanted to hit on?
Not really.
Okay.
I'm easy, right?
Well, you know me. I like... Go ahead.
Well, like Rick said, he's going to the flower shop. I just keep reminding everybody, yes, putting in our vegetable gardens is important, but putting in a flower bed. So,
Well, yeah, that's very important. That's where our pollinators come from.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, a lot of our flowers got wiped out with that late freeze we had. The wisteria out in front of the house is usually loaded with hundreds of those long purple blooms, which the bumblebees love, the bees love, everything loves, the hummingbirds, and we don't got none this year. They got wiped out.
Well, our granddaughter planted her flowers out front, and her flowers have taken off this year. So she's enjoying those.
Some of them butterfly bush flowers. And
yes.
Yeah, I saw that.
Bees like them. So. And it's been pollinating. They've been helping pollinate those, of course, along with our vegetables and stuff in the back. Because like Rick, we have things growing.
Right.
We still have our blueberries and our grapes, and we have lettuce growing, and cabbage, and eggplants, and green beans, and peanuts, along with onions and a few other things. Just remind everybody, not only our flowers pretty and smell good, but that we are essential for your garden.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I am just hoping that we don't get too much rain this week. I've got a feeling we're going to. But I'm hoping we don't get into roots rotting and everything else. I'm sitting here looking at the National Weather Service forecast right now, and it is rain for a week solid. Okay, sounds like we got a break, Lori.
Yep, we do. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a break. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
As Tim mentioned before, we are taking calls. The caller number is 512-248-8252. Again, 512-248-8252.
And okay. We've got James in North Carolina. Good morning, James.
Good morning to you. I had a question. I got your name or number off of John Moore's website, and okay. Apparently it goes to this rural survival life about these COVID-19 mosquito netting anti-masks.
Yes, sir.
I was trying to order a couple of these for my granddaughter, and okay. I might get a couple for some other people who have to wear these things, and I can't figure out how to get them off of your website. To the express checkout where it says Shop Pay and GPay, and I'm totally unfamiliar with those. We have PayPal, but none of this seems similar to that. And I was wondering, is there any other way I can order these things? I mean, I'd even send it snail mail.
Well, I'd prefer you don't do that, because inevitably, I mean, since last August, we've had two people try to send us a check. Both of them have gotten lost in the mail. Actually, one was a money order, one was a check.
Okay.
I don't know what happens. But anyway, the shop pay thing, you just put in your regular credit card information. And no, we do not accept PayPal.
Okay.
PayPal and I have had some difficulties over the years.
Okay.
So I don't like them having access to my bank account. I'll put it like that. We got defrauded of several $100s through PayPal. So
okay.
But anyway,
I just in other words, if I do the shop pay, basically I could just use a Visa debit card and it would go through like that.
Absolutely, yes, sir.
Okay. And looks like we're looking at a couple of weeks turnaround time on these masks because you said you make them yourself.
Right, we have them made, actually. We've got a team of ladies that makes these masks for us. And the reason that's on the website saying that, you know, it's 7 to 10 days, because if we're out of something, it does take that long to get them. But most of the things we have in stock. And
okay.
What we've done to make it easier for people and easier on the supply side of it is we've done away with the, or are doing away slowly with the regular and extra large size mask in favor of a one size fits most mask that has these plastic slide buckle things on the ear loops. So the masks have always been the same size for the regular and extra large, but now we're just putting on longer loops, have these slide things on it. People can adjust them. So you can feel fairly confident and, you know, that you'll get what you need.
Okay. So when I order it, would I just like specify one size fits all? Or, cause I mean, you've got on here sizes unless right. You've changed it since last time I was on.
No. What we're doing, we're going ahead and selling the extra large and regular that we've got, but we've also given the people the option for the one size fits all or one size fits most at the same time. You know, in other
okay.
words, I don't want to throw away 300 masks if somebody's
No, absolutely not. I don't believe in wasting anything.
Yeah, but if somebody's confident that an extra large or regular will fit them, yeah, we'll sell them too. And they also come with little slide buckles on them.
Okay. And so you're saying there's no CO2 buildup in these at all?
None.
Wow. And so I'm guessing these are, it's like by netting, it's louvered, in other words, to allow the air to pass through?
No. You know what? Do you know what mosquito netting is?
No, not really, to tell you the truth.
Technical. It's a real fine mesh, like a net, you know, like a fishing net. I'll tell you what the material's similar to. You ever seen them little aquarium dip nets that are that real fine material?
Yes.
All right, that's what the material is, except we've got it in all kinds of different colors. And so, you know, you can breathe through it easily. And we've only had one place ever tell us that we couldn't wear that mask in, and that was at one VA facility out of the 7 or 8 that I have to go to. So that was only one place and one person that ever told us we couldn't wear them.
Yeah, well, you got some mask holes out there that are pretty rough. So basically, you're not able to see through it.
Well, yes, you can on some of them.
It's that thin.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, I want to get it for my granddaughter so she can wear it to school.
Okay, that sounds great.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Back to the World Survival Show here on RBN. Okay. Do we have any other callers, Jim?
No, not right now we don't. But folks, since we started talking about masks before the break, I want to throw out a few announcements. Like I said, we do have the one-size-fits-all mask now. They apparently are quite popular. We are selling them. Also, we are going to be on vacation from the 1st of June, pretty much through the month of June, an actual real vacation, not for a funeral or something for once. And so we won't be shipping during the month of June. So if you want your mask before then, before the end of June, go ahead and order now. We've got plenty in stock, and we've added some new colors. Lori, tell them about the new colors you brought into the inventory.
Well, normally we have our red sequins and a blue sequins, but we decided to do just the red netting and blue netting, and there's like a light blue and also a darker blue that almost looks purple.
we decided to do those as well. So those are the new ones. But
okay.
Like you said, we do have the adjustable pieces in our mask now, so it makes it easier for fitting. But we still have the children's masks, which are smaller. So if you
have both the ear loops and the mask itself, they're smaller.
Uh-huh. So I don't know about,
okay.
You know, I know a lot of schools will require kids to wear them, but here in Denton County, the kids no longer have to wear masks.
But they did the first of the year.
Yeah, they did. But Denton County has been COVID-free, so they decided to do away with it.
Right.
We
do have a caller waiting, Lori. Actually, we've got two. But anyway, folks, go to ruralsurvival.life. Look in the upper left-hand portion of the page. You'll see a link to, order mask at. Take a look at the pictures. If you want them, order them. Like I said, the sooner you get them in, the more likely you are to get your order before we go on vacation. If it's something we're out of, we still take up to 10 days to get them made and shipped to you. So with that, we're going to go to Tom in Utah first on line one. Good morning, buddy. How you doing?
Doing good. Tim and Lori, sounds like you're doing okay, too.
Yeah, we're doing
okay. On those masks, I think that deep purple makes it look like you're really wearing a mask. Is that correct?
Well, that dark blue sequin one, is that what you're talking about?
No, he's talking about the darker blue that almost looks purple. Actually, it's a thin mask, a thin netting, I should say. You can see through it, but
it's kind of like a cheesecloth, right?
Right.
That should be a familiar experience for most people, that you know that cheesecloth is rather thin and you can blow through it easily.
Well, that blue one that you're talking about, you and Ori are talking about, Tom, actually reminds me of like a light blue, super thin fishing line. It's semi-translucent.
Ah, okay.
It's doggone near see-through, but you can tell somebody's got it on their face.
Yeah, that's good. Fool them. Don't fool with them, fool them. Anyway,
exactly.
It's too bad you can't print on there. The only thing that's infectious is my smile.
There you go.
I like that. I like Lori, work
anyway,
on that.
Anyway, I just kind of don't want to disturb people too much, but when things get really tight food-wise, I got to tell you, biologically, your greatest efficiency in digestive energy, in other words, extracting the most energy out of the food, occurs when you keep that digestive system tuned only to the materials coming out of the garden. As soon as you cross over, if you may have to cross over into eating your chickens or whatever else, you should do that, quite frankly, separate from the days that you're eating your garden food. Because your digestive efficiency when you're eating garden is about 90 to 100%. But when you drop back, when you go to an animal fat or flesh, your digestive uptake or efficiency runs only about 20%. So if you're going to get your best mileage out of your food, stick to a vegetable program for as many days as you can, and then only once in a while, if you're desperate, resort to your livestock.
All right,
and
now
your dairy.
Tom, I got a question for you, and if I've asked this before, I apologize both to our listeners and to you. Eggs. Where do we classify them? I mean, I know they don't come out of the garden. They come out of a chicken. But are they the
which
same
end?
20%? Yeah, are they the same 20% efficiency as me or better?
They're worse.
They're worse.
I mean, they're all about the same, because here's the reality. While you're eating just solely plant food, your digestive chemistry is enzymes. Very mild, easy on your system, doesn't corrode your stomach or your intestinal linings. But as soon as you move into an animal product, that protein, or the lipoprotein, is a fatty protein and is extremely difficult for the body to break down. So your body has to then create acids in your stomach, hydrochloric acid primarily, and then bases in your intestinal tract, you know, from your bile. That's like toilet bowl cleaner. And along with that, of course, you have the bacterial complement that comes in with the animal food already. And they're eating your food, and they're excreting their waste material, which, again, is caustic. So what does your body do to protect your intestinal lining? Produces massive amounts of mucus. So you have energy loss in the acid. You have energy loss in the bases. You have extreme energy loss in the mucus. So, like I say, if you are, you know, desperate and need to eat animal food, do it only once in a while and kind of dedicate that day to that process. Well, the rest of the time you rely on the garden, which gives you a lot better return for your effort. And in other words, there's calories lost when you're digesting animal foods.
Right.
But when you're digesting plant foods, it's almost a pure, you know, win, win, win. And I think that's kind of why the key to surviving the apocalypse is chapter 2 in the book of Revelation. If you read that and understand it, you'll find out that what I'm telling you biologically is true, how to say, theologically. In other words, if you're going to ride out the storm, ride it out in the garden. And only if you're desperate, do it in the butcher shop.
Well, I did have a feeling, Tom, that, you know, like you called it the apocalypse or tribulation, whatever word you want to put on it, we know what you're talking about. You know, I've got a feeling that meat is going to be very, very scarce anyway.
Well,
I think a lot of people won't have a choice.
They're going to need the livestock to produce the vaccines. Vaca means cow. Seen means blood. So what do you think? They're going to use the animals to vaccinate you.
Yeah, just like the original smallpox vaccination.
Right. The name is a giveaway. If you speak Latin, if you're a lawyer or a pathologist, you know, vac or vaca means cattle. Seen means the life force or the blood. So literally they're telling you what they're putting in you. And what comes in with it? DNA. And RNA of the animal. Also, the memory of that animal comes in. That's another curiosity. When I worked in transplant surgery, the first things we learned was that we got some curious, how to say, anomalies. We had strange dreams and feelings by the recipient of another man's heart. So you have the memory coming in with it, as well as the DNA. And, of course, the DNA created that rejection problem. By the way, the people that are getting the vaccines, they're getting the blood of a creature, as well as other individuals. And it may not even be a proper match. You know, when you go to get a blood transfusion, when you go to get a blood transfusion, they have to type your blood and make sure it matches. And if it's not typed correctly, you end up with blood clots and you end up in a serious risk of dying. So when they come and they jab you just willy-nilly with a hypodermic, what if that blood is not your type?
Right.
And that's why we see the blood clots and the deaths that are occurring right now with the jab. Anyway, by the way, I have a few people that take the courage and call me. If you want to ask me or pull up my brain or my attitude, go to lifesaved.org. That's a webpage I created way back in the 90s. It's rather amateurish because that was when the internet was first developing. But go to lifesaved.org, and my phone number is at the bottom. Or go to gassingamerica.com. My phone number is at the bottom. I love to tell people why I have this rather bizarre attitude. But we've got to make it through this apocalypse. And the only way to do it is to follow the advice of John.
All right. Well, Tom, I got one more caller I want to get in before we got to close out the show. But, buddy, I appreciate your call, and I wish I could have given you more time.
Well, call me. You go to my webpage and call me, Tim. I'll talk to you more about the eggs.
I've got to do that. Might not be today, but I will do my best.
By the way, I'm a veteran, so I visit the VA, but I work on the other side of the program.
Understood, sir. Well, thank you very much, Tom. You're always got a lot of good points and info to put out, and we do appreciate it. Next, we're going to... I got to put on my glasses. Sorry, folks. Who are we going to? We're going to Steve in New Mexico on line 5. Good morning, Steve.
Morning. Oh, Tim. Oh, Lori. Yeah, I just wanted to kind of thank Tom for all of his knowledge. And the man's dead on. He knows what's going on. And
yeah,
the thing is this stuff getting into our blood supply, that's going to be kind of wild, too. So anyway, what I wanted to bring up to you, Tim, and of course I wanted to tell Rick that, the Biden administration, I guess this is going to be with the EPA possibly, but they want to get rid of the wood-burning stoves throughout the nation now.
Yes, they tried that under Obama. It didn't work so well.
Yeah,
they definitely tried that. My solution to that is if you don't want to comply, if you want to have a wood-burning stove, a friend of mine named Sky Huddleston makes something called the Rocket Stove. He's right up a rocket heater.
Yeah,
he's right up
Moore
from me
in the morning,
Missouri.
Yeah. Okay.
We've
yeah,
got
it's
one.
Really something.
I love it.
And I just wanted to go over what Thomas Jefferson had mentioned, and that's the Tree of Liberty, how it must be refreshed from time to time. That's going to take place in this country. I can see it coming. We've got conflict.
Sooner rather than later.
Yeah, and then we've got the inequality, just like what happened to France with the oligarchs getting richer and the people getting poor.
Yeah.
So I see it kind of heading in that direction. And I don't particularly want to see it happen, but that's going to be the turnaround in this country, I do believe. We'll be able to take it back, but things are going to happen.
Yeah, it's gonna be bad, Steve.
Yeah, I know. And the way I've looked at it, too, and we've talked about it, and we can see where Revelations is rolling forward. Over there in Israel, they're getting ready. Huh?
I said, isn't it? It's like it's on fast forward.
And it was like the apostles asked Christ what it would be in the last days. It would be like Noah's day, so we know what we can expect out of that.
Yeah.
So, and then Israel, they're getting closer to building that temple, so... And along with it's coming the mark of the beast and stuff. So we're in for some interesting times. And
yeah,
I should say
are.
Perilous times. So, but anyway, I just wanted to go over that with you and everything. And so you all have a good day and a good week and everything
well,
to
Steve,
you all there.
We appreciate it, buddy. And I hope you have
and
a
I
good
know,
week also.
And I know... That a lot of it, I mean, with Jeff Rentz, RBN, and some of the others, the doctors like Tenpenny, they're doing the Lord's work, and along with Tom, or else they wouldn't be here to turn this around. So, well, you all have a good day now.
You too, Steve. You too. We really appreciate your call, buddy. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Take care now.
We have time for one more caller, 512-248-8252. If you call in the next minute or so, we should be able to get you in. Otherwise, we're going to start wrapping up the show.
Okay, so last break, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Survival Show here on RBN. All right. Do we have any more callers, hon?
No, we don't. But one thing I wanted to mention to both you and our listeners, Corey, we mentioned the rocket stove briefly before the break. At least I did. Folks, Guy Huddleston, because of the price of steel, is raising his prices on that rocket heater by $200, $1,800 up to $2,000. He has no choice. I personally think he should have raised it to $2,300. I know for a fact he's at a barely break-even point on the steel, and not to mention his cost for power, labor, all that, and the price of lumber for making the shipping crates for those heaters. So, folks, if you want one of Sky's rocket heaters, do yourself a favor, order it before June 1st. The quickest way to do it is go to thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Front page, index page, home page, whatever you want to call it. Scroll down, and you'll see a little block, a little video block. Watch the video. If you like it and you decide you want one, click on the link there, and you can order one. But like I said, price does go up on the 1st of June. Okay, folks, we don't have time for any more callers. We got to close out the show here in about 2 minutes. Lori, anything you want to say as we close it out?
Just remember to keep our men and women in uniform in your prayers and their families. Pray for our nation. Pray for the world. Also, thanks to our sponsor, Extendivite, and thanks to RBN. And also, thank you, Sam, for a wonderful job again today. Other than that, I hope our listeners learn something, because we've learned a lot today. And we'll see you next weekend. God bless.
Thank you, Lori. Well, folks, like I mentioned earlier in the show, Lori and I and one of our grandchildren, or actually three of our grandchildren, are going on vacation the 1st of June. We're leaving here. We're going to be gone for about 3 weeks. Next week, we'll be able to tell you more about what the show schedule is going to be. Plans are going to be completely finalized by then. I've got a feeling that the show while we're on the road, and I'll tell you what that date is, the 6th, I've got a feeling that, the 5th, I've got a feeling that we're just going to have a rebroadcast done. Well, anyway, folks, that's it for us. Keep your head on a swivel, maintain your situation awareness. May God bless you, and may God bless the United States of America. Bye-bye, folks.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.